When them funds don't be funding, and then your husband be looking at the bills, and sometimes, look, I was going to say a cuss word, but sometimes you just got to pray about it. It's been in October. I know we're in the fourth quarter, but we on a noodle budget. Y'all got to tell me, have you ever been on a noodle budget and it's just been so thin, you tired of them noodles, and you just like, where the money going to come? Lord, we ask for blessings, but here we are, ready to do it again, and we know sometimes the funds ain't funding.
Oh, man, y'all, welcome to the Boss Fest podcast, where the funds ain't funding. Hopefully, y'all having a great Wednesday. We having a better Wednesday because the funds slightly started to fund a little bit. But
the funds started to fund back a little bit?
Just a little bit. So as much as you like to hate that 9-to-5, Jesus, 9-to-5 to the rescue, because them funds were like really dwindling. But hey, y'all, thank y'all for joining us on the Boss Fest podcast. I am Kevin. This is my wife, Edwina.
And we here. It is Wednesday. We is up in here. So it is what? We almost 2 weeks from when? 2 weeks from when we did Boss Fest about. You know, almost 2 weeks this Sunday. It has been a lot to be able to reflect on. I'm not even going to talk about what the budget was, but just know, don't ask us to do nothing this month. Don't ask me to do nothing. If I got to leave the house, it's a no. It is a no. I'm not doing it.
She said that, but we just left the house.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't leave the house. What are you talking about?
You did leave the house. We were stuck on I-4 because of whatever happened, and then we went to St. Pete, and so we left the house, but we left the house on a budget. So thank God for on the budget, leaving the house moments. But yeah, listen, man, today's show is about when the funds ain't hitting right. When you looking at your bank account, you looking at your statement, you looking at themselves, and it's like, man, what the heck? What am I doing wrong? What can I get right? What do we need to do? Do we even need to keep doing this? So we're here today to tell y'all, listen,
Question. When you feel like, do I even need to do this? Because like, if we're going to be honest about this entrepreneurship thing, right? I think every entrepreneur can say there's been that time where you've had to think about this and say, do I even keep moving forward? Like, what does that look like for me? And is it worth it? Because it's expensive out here, right? It's expensive to breathe outside, much less, you know, run a business. You gotta, you know, buy supply, like whatever it costs, the cost of doing business, it's not cheap. So I think everyone has had that point where you say, is it worth continuing? And I'm going to be transparent with y'all. I am praying that my counterpart says, let's have a going out of business sale because I'm ready. My coach done said, it is the season for going out of business sales, and I'm with it. I'm ready to like really condense and move forward. But I mean, we just got to be transparent. Like, this is what this podcast is for. And sometimes the funds really don't be funding. There's always, people say there's a season. Sometimes there's an up season. Sometimes there's a down season. And you have to have those in business. So it's okay to be up and down. You have to pace yourself. You have to be ready for the down seasons and pace yourself in the up season, because that's a part of doing business. But baby, when them funds don't be funding, it'd be looking different.
Ah, man. So we here to talk about it. We here to figure it out together.
Like, I'm about to go into the wig box and be like, how can I shake this wig off and revive it to put it back? That's how the funds is funding right now.
You know what? I agree. I ain't going to say he's going to put on an old wig, but it was definitely like, hey, man. Ooh, you remember the pawn shop days? You remember when we were starting out in our relationship?
Oh, Lord.
You remember when we were starting out in our relationship, right? And we were struggling. When that was back in the day when rent was only $500. Oh, my God, what I would do for $500 rent or mortgage. You know what? Let me not go there because I'll depress
myself. Yeah, because you'll be in somebody's closet. You talking about $500
right now. I'll be depressed. But remember when we were struggling to figure it out in those moments, and it was like, man, we got to go to the pawn shop. I remember we was trying to pawn an old stereo system, and I was like, man, this old house system, like, I know this can get us about $3,000. They say, yeah, 74 cents. And you'd be like, what the hell? Like, how is this only 74 cents? And it's those moments that make you reflect, like, man, just because you think something has value doesn't mean other people think it has value. And that's when it comes to our businesses too, man. Sometimes we think these things have more value than the people see, or maybe they have tons of value, but they just haven't seen the value in them. And it's like, all right, how do we get beyond this point? But yeah, it just made me think about that whole, that back in the day moment when we was at the pawn shop, giving them all the jewelry and the electronics and the video recorders and everything. And they come back and said, all right, here you go. You got $2.50. I'm like, man, but I came in here looking for $1,000. Like, what the hell am I gonna do with this $2.50? Like, do you want it or not? Yes, I want it. I need something. But yeah.
You took your $2.50 and got the hell on.
I mean, at least the $2.50 got me a couple of checker burgers back then. It was just
But I mean, I think the reflection is important, right? Because a lot of times people just see you where you are now. So people don't understand like what the struggle is to get there. Or sometimes people don't realize that there still could be struggle. Because like, you know, you look at someone, let's say you're looking at your favorite entrepreneur in their social media, and it looks like they have it all together. And you're thinking, dang, I can't wait to be in, you know, the place that they are right now, but not realizing they probably still have struggle too. Like every business has an up and down. So their good days, I mean, social media is just really what we decide to put on there. So they could be having bad days right now. You just don't know that. So I think it's important to not look through people and be like, hey, you know, I want to be that, because you never know what anybody's struggle is. And in today's economy, I think a lot of people are going through situations where the funds ain't funding. I've seen a lot more entrepreneurs have to go back into the workforce than I've seen before. Like over the last 12 months, people that I knew were in business for long periods of time are like, hey, I got a part-time job. This main thing just became my side hustle. And if I'm honest, I guess it's been like 3 years now. At one point, I was a full-time entrepreneur. And then it's like, hey, to sustain this household, we need some more funds. And all the time, money coming in from, you know, what you're doing in your business may not be as consistent as you like it to be. So it's definitely that time. And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, that happens. And that's what we're talking about, like fresh off of Boss Fest, and we spent a bag. Like, let's just be honest, like that cost a bag. And while I know we should be doing things different, right? Like, let me preface that. I know we should be doing that different. And a lot of times we don't do things different just because we're holding ourselves back. But because we spent that bag, now I got to eat these noodles. And that's just where we are.
But you know what? That was a good process to go through. We've done this event a few years now, and every year we've kind of looked at what we call, quote unquote, called a budget, right? We say, all right, man, this is how much we think we're going to spend. And when we look at it, we just blow the budget out the water, not even looking at it. But this year we actually took a real deep dive after the fact to say, all right, this is what it looks like for us financially, Boss Fest 2025. And we looked at all the numbers and the data stuff. We saw that we came out of pocket, like 82% of the funds came out of, you know, our pocket. And the other 18%, you know, that's what was kind of recouped back in sales and stuff like that. So, you know, as you can tell by those numbers, that ain't balancing. So it's like, all right, so when my wife said, man, do we do this again? She ain't lying, because she's looking at the funding, like looking at the numbers like, hey, man, this ain't funding. And
the math is not mathing.
The math was not mathing. When you're in the moment and you're doing it over the course of a year, you ain't really thinking about it like that. But when you actually go back and do an assessment of the event and things like that, or even in your business, you're like, golly, I spent this on that. I spent this on that. When I look back at it, like, yeah, like this entrepreneurship stuff, like it don't feel like a job. I mean, it don't feel like an escape from the 9-to-5 life. It almost feeling like an expensive hobby. And it's like, man, how do you break free from this stuff feeling like an expensive hobby?
It's really doing the work. So if I could say, like, how do you break free from something being an expensive hobby is the consistency behind it. Because like I can see the holes, and it's really easy to coach somebody else on their business and to see where the holes are in something else someone else is doing. But it's hard to look within and say, hey, these are the mistakes that I made. I try to, because I don't want to say that I'm the best at it, but I try to look at things objectively, even when, I'm involved in them. And sometimes you have to like take ownership in what those things are that you need to do. But a lot of times it's a consistency, right? Things feel like a hobby because you have the high and lows of what they are, right? Like this feels good in the moment, so I spend the money so it feels good. That's typically what a hobby is. But when you're talking about, hey, this is a wholehearted business, it's a consistency of doing this day in, day out, and the grind of it so that you can see the outcome. And you can get the funding behind whatever it is that you're doing. So I think that's really like the piece in that. And when you talk about Boss Fest itself, right? Like it's a 1 year, like 1 day a year event. And then we go into hibernation again, right? So we could do it all over again. But where I feel like the lack is people need to see Boss Fest like once a quarter. You know what I mean? Like it has to stay fresh on people's minds. So they're like, man, I know they about to drop some fire in October. I've learned so much in Q1, Q2, Q3 brought fire. I can't wait to see what the final, thing is for Q4. And it stays fresh in their mind, but that takes a lot of consistency and it takes a team, right? But you have to like always go to the drawing board and figure those things out. And when you're talking about funding, because obviously that's the purpose. When the funding ain't funding, that's something really hard to say, hey, I'm just gonna fund out of my pocket and hope and wish that somebody sees the value and I get the return.
So, how do you find ways to either reduce funds to build your brand or locate the funds to grow your brand? And I've been struggling with that question recently. Someone who's in the grant writing space, I can see other people's businesses and structure and plans of that nature. But I had to go back into the drawing board for my own stuff. And people tell me all the time, oh man, won't you just write a grant for yourself? Won't you write a grant for yourself? And I'd be like, man, I don't know if I really want to do that. Like, I want to help people. I want to be focused on me, because I feel like if I'm writing grants for me, then I can't really focus on you, because like I'm trying to make sure I get everything. So I'm like, you know what? I got to get out of that silly mindset. I got to go write every
Yeah,
grant I
that
can.
sounded crazy when you
It
said it.
did.
I was just thinking, like, what?
But those are some of like the self-sabotaging things people do, and they don't even realize they're doing it. I'm doing it to myself, and that's why we kind of show like the struggle side of our business or our brand. Like I said, we could get on here and show jewelry and cars and show it all flashy and good and everything else, and be like some of these other people out there who may not have it all together, but giving you the appearance that they got it all together. But we're like, hey man, we still going through the motions of figuring this thing out, because when it does really hit, we know that there's going to be a brand new list of problems that we got to deal with, and there's going to be new struggles. They're going to come with a different price tag. But hey, how do we now fix what we now aware of? And the fact that we've actually went back in the board, we did a real assessment of the Boss Fest brand, the businesses and things like that nature, you're going to see something different come out from me and Edwina in the future. We're separating our businesses to give them a better visibility. We're actually going to separate the Boss Fest event from the actual businesses that we're going to be putting forth. And we're like, hey, these are the steps that we got to do to make it more enticing for people, so that when we say Boss Fest is coming, you see that as the event, like the major event that's going down. Not like, oh my God, everything they do is just Boss Fest. But hey, I'm trying to drop this new business structure. You go see the website for that. But it's like it took for us to really dig deep into ourselves to get to that place.
Yeah, no, 100%. I definitely think showing the path to the 1 million or showing the path to success is important, because when I look at certain entrepreneurs and I see, man, I see the Lambo, I see the jewelry, I see the bags, and I'm like, that's all nice, but and sometimes even the speak that they have, they speak to you as though you can understand them. Because sometimes when people level up, they forget what it was like before you leveled up, and they talking to you about Lambo talk, and I flipped the money and I did this, And I can't relate because I never had a Lambo before, so I can't relate to what you're saying. But when you can see the journey that someone is going on in the path, and then they say, "Hey, I made it, and I'm not far removed from what that looks like, and this is XYZ on how I got there," then I think it makes it more relatable for the people underneath, and it helps you build that path for people who want to come behind you to build that wealth. And for me, I think that's an important thing. Because even saying that, like, I know sometimes people look at us and they be like, "Oh, it seems like they got it." I'm like, man, a lot of times we be like, "Man, the funding really ain't funding." Sometimes we gotta cut back, and I'm like, "Hey, we wanna take a trip? Nah, can't do what you wanna do." Like, sometimes you have to sacrifice for your dreams, and people need to understand what that looks like. There's a lot of entrepreneurs out here that are going after their dreams, but they're sacrificing the everyday spend that they would do to do those things. And I think it's important for people to see what that journey is.
So, I don't know if this is going to be a pivot, but as you were speaking, it made me think about, what things that we need to sacrifice in 2026 to make sure we can actually achieve the goals that we want, the place where we want to be at. And truth be told, I don't think we really got to sacrifice nothing. We just got to be more strategic with how we place our funds, right?
Yeah, I
And
think we've already made a lot of the sacrifices, if I'm honest.
we could have. I think there's always, when you go back, like, dang, I could have did that too. But those are the places where I'm at now, because now we've invested in events, we invested in businesses, and now we're saying, hey, we knew Hypnotize Me didn't work. So for those who don't know, Hypnotize Me was our CBD business that we started back in 2022, 2021, 2022. Due to all the regulations and blockades and stuff like that, it made it challenging to try to keep doing that business because it just kept shutting down pages. And right now, I still have people hitting me up talking about some, hey man, can we get some of those drinks? And I'm like, man, like in my spirit, I want to get you a drink so bad. But I know that if I do that, like I may be shutting down everything else. Then we were doing
Just sell them a drink on the side. Like, we're gonna do this going out of business sale because you keep talking about things that I want to do and I'm not gonna do it. And I'm gonna write a grant, but I ain't gonna write a grant. Sell the drink, do the going out of business sale. Stop worrying about XYZ and just step on faith and do it. If y'all want a CBD drink, hit him in the DM right now because this weekend he's selling that thing. We are doing a going out of business sale and the drinks is gonna go.
We selling the drinks, we selling the hookahs, we selling
The
everything.
hookahs, the flowers, the drinks, the gummies, man. Y'all want him? Y'all want that? DM him. Like, the state of Florida won't let us be great, so that is what it is. Sell it all and let's move on with what the ventures are. So you don't got to be like, "Oh man, I wish I could sell it. I wish I could do it."
Hey y'all, going out of business sale. If you in the party space and you need hookahs, I gotta sell the hookahs. I got some bad hookahs. Listen, we got about 20 plus hookahs going out of business sale. You know what? We got to put it on the site. You need to give me a bulk price, or you can buy them individually. These are some good, nice hookahs. Like, if you like have company and stuff like that, you may want one of these
Just
nice
DM him for the information so you don't gotta
hookahs.
go into like a whole sales pitch.
Yeah, man.
The
You the one
point
said I'm
is,
selling everything, so I got to prepare people for
you
how I'm
gotta
selling.
sell everything. Like, whether
Got to
we
sell it.
have a fire sale in garage sale, whatever it may be, it's a going out of business sale. It's time to actually be serious about this thing. And those things, like, I know serial entrepreneur sounds amazing. Like, when you talk about a serial entrepreneur and you're like, "Man, like that person, they can run multiple businesses." But when you think about that, are any one of the businesses making $1 million? Like, any one of the businesses like hitting a goal? And what I need to do, and not a knock on anybody else, but I need to narrow my focus down, right? And we're talking about Boss Fest being an amazing event for entrepreneurs. Then what is the business that is throughout the year, right? Like, I want y'all to come to Boss Fest and I want y'all to get the game, but I want you to understand that there's still game, the other 364 days of the year. So let's focus what that is. And a lot of times when you're doing multiple things, you can't focus on the thing that should be bringing you the money. So I'm tired of my funds not being able to fund, and I'm trying to go after it. And that's what 2026 is for me, is it's really going after everything I'm supposed to have.
What do you feel like you're missing?
Me?
Yeah,
The
you say
money. I'm
the
missing the
money,
funding.
you're missing the funding, and what's your real strategy of getting it?
So, I mean, my strategy is through coaching. I guess a lot of people, I don't even want to say a lot of people don't know, like I coach and develop all day, every day, right? Like that's just what I do. I like wake up and coach some people. You call me randomly and you didn't even know you signed up for a coaching session, but here we are. So that's just what I do. And I coach sales leaders. I develop sales teams. So that is what I'll be doing for entrepreneurs. So through the coaching, I think what I've done previously is I've taken a back seat to the grant writing business. And in some aspects, if I'm 100% honest, it's almost like I was a secretary to what you were doing in business and trying to support. Like if somebody had a question or somebody didn't like whatever, I'm customer service. So I don't want you to call customer service no more. And if you got an issue with customer service or the grant boss, he better have a number for you to call because I'm on something else. But the point really is for me, it's to come out and say, like, look, stages is where I'm supposed to be. Like when people listen to me and when I say, hey, I'm gonna walk in my authentic self, and this voice that's like, dang, like you sound too strong. You sound like that's what it is. Like that's how I teach people and how I coach people. And this the business y'all finna get all 2026. And here I am. So hopefully that answered your question.
What you mean you sound too strong?
Like I'll just hear people say, like, you know, sometimes like your voice can be very forceful or very commanding, demanding, however you want to say that. I'm like, but that's just what it is.
Like in general, as for a woman.
I guess that's a good question. It's probably for a woman, to be quite honest. If I was a man, I don't think somebody would say that at all.
I just find that weird. Like women are leading this space, like especially black women. They're the most educated now. They're the ones who are taking over in corporate spaces and leadership roles and things like that because they're going after the education piece and trying to better themselves. So I always find it weird when I even hear those things from people. And typically I hear that from other black women about, ooh, somebody say you forceful. I don't really ever hear that from black men. Maybe I don't hang around weak black men, but I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I picked it up from somewhere. So,
So how you gonna be on somebody's stage and not be so forceful, man? Or you just gonna like the hell with it? I'm being
no, I
forceful.
just told you I'm gonna be the hell with that. Like, I can only be me. I didn't say I was going to not be that. I said people say that, but I'm showing up as my authentic self. So, the hell with that.
All right, so you touched on something. You said I coach sales teams. I coach people to gain sales. How do you do that?
What do you mean? How do I do that?
Like, how do you? How can you get somebody? Let's say someone look at this podcast. They're just a regular person. Let's say I don't know. They have a food truck or something. They have something in
I don't know
sales.
because it's like you're trying to get me to do a coaching session on this podcast when I'm telling you this is about to be a paid for product. So
I might.
you let me know what we're doing here.
I might need to be coached. I'm trying to
Now
sell
you
my
might
grant.
need to be coached. So then let's just say, Grant Boss, you don't have to be somebody else. Be yourself.
As grant boss, I need to be able to sell my services to people so that they see value in it. What are some of the things that I can do that you can recommend as me as the grant boss that can be
You know
impactful
what?
to?
Don't be the grand boss. Don't be the grand boss. Be somebody else. Because
This
I
what
feel
this
like
what
it's
the
about to end badly. I feel like it's about to end badly. No,
Mm-hmm.
so in all truthfulness, to be quite honest, I feel like it's a confidence, right? Like when you are selling your product or you're connecting with your client, you have to be confident in what you're doing. So people want to buy from people that they know, like, and trust, right? So those are the things. And for me to buy from you, especially if you're saying you're selling me a product that's going to help get my business funding, which is grants, then I want to go to the person that I feel like has the most knowledge in the space. So in
Okay.
order for you to appear that you're very knowledgeable, you have to show up with a certain type of confidence, which you can't be like, I think I can get you some money, you know, like if you buy from me, maybe I try a little bit. I don't even want to mess with you because it doesn't sound like you're confident in your own ability. So it makes me not confident and, you know, like let's just move on past that. So like those are certain things where people, as especially newer entrepreneurs, a lot of people, you could have a really great product and nobody's buying, and you can't figure out why you can't connect with your clientele, but it's because you're not showing up as your authentic self, and you're not showing up as the person with the knowledge in that space. So you're almost repelling your clients away from your product rather than selling them and getting them to buy into what you have.
Okay, what if you've been told that, hey man, you don't want to come off as like you're bragging, but like, what's the best approach for that? So someone who has the knowledge, they can deliver on action items and things of that nature, but they don't want to come out there sounding conceited or braggadocious. What is a good approach?
I don't understand how, if you're dropping knowledge, how you sound braggadocious. So I guess you'd have to give me more examples, because it's not like you're saying I got, like, if you're like, hey, I got a Lambo and you two poor to buy a Lambo. Like, to me in my mind, that's like, okay, I'm bragging that I could get Lambos. But if you're saying, hey, I was able to get five businesses $75,000 through the knowledge that I have and then writing the grants, that's not bragging. That's factual. That's something that you're saying my business was able to do. And those things you have to do in business, right? So you have to be able to show the receipts. And a lot of people say like, hey, I need to see the receipts. Like, I need to see your account. No, you need to be able to see the product that I produce. And that's the same thing that you go to any store to do. So that's not bragging. That's just you speaking facts of what you were able to get done. So to me, they're two different things, but hopefully, I guess you can narrow down like more of what you're asking since this turned into
a coaching session.
Right. I was like, are we talking about the funding? Are we talking about?
We talking about how I get to my funds. So in my business, if you're coaching me on sales and I'm trying to sell to my customers, I'm trying to make sure that, hey, how do I become a better authority in that space? Maybe it's something within me I don't even know I'm limiting myself with. And you have the tools to do that. You've already said, hey, if I had the mindset, if I think I'm being braggadocious or I think I'm off-putting with how I deliver my message, then maybe it's, hey, we're going to sit down with you and we're going to look at how you deliver your message to your clients.
So I'll say this, and I'll stop coaching the grant boss, right? Because I know there's a point in coaching you outside of this podcast where you're going to feel a certain type of way. In my regular life, right? Like, you attract the people that are supposed to be attracted to you, if that makes sense. So in my regular life, in what I do, I like to tell people like I'm the best at what I do, right? And when you look at numbers, because sales is a numbers-based business, and there's a numbers board, like in my 9-to-5 world, right? And like, my name needs to be at the top of the numbers board because I am the best at what I do. So typically people who are good in sales want to see like that sales is almost like a game. They're winning, right? You follow me on that? Okay. So it kind of works the same way. So if I am saying in that regular business, like, hey, I am the best, I am the top, I am the number one salesperson, people will look at that and they will say, dang, you bragging, like you feel too much of yourself, like you ain't all that. But the people who are attracted and want to say, dang, I want to know what you're doing, because you really do carry yourself like the authority, you really are winning, you really are top of the board, I will attract those people. And those are the people that will say, teach me the game, because I see that you do it well. The people that are like, ah, you bragging and like, I don't do her because she thinks she all that, you'll repel those people. But are those the people that are supposed to be attracted to you in the first place? So I'm just trying to use that as an example. So almost by like saying your skills, maybe there are some people that will say like, I don't want to mess with him because he think he know everything in the grant space. Then it's not for you. And then you go that way. Because you have to think, when you're talking about in business, then everybody isn't your client. Everybody isn't going to be your audience. You need to find your avatar, speak to those people, because those are the people that are going to resonate with you and say, I get what he's saying. I understand. Like, I knew a couple things, but he just carried that home. He just answered that question for me. That's my guy. And those are the people that you're speaking to, because you got to remember, you cannot speak to the masses, because if you think you're speaking to everyone, you are speaking to no one.
Ooh, say that one more time.
Really?
You dropping bars. I'm letting you cook.
I said, if you think you're speaking to everyone, you are really speaking to no one.
So in my attempts to try to get everybody funding, I actually was getting nobody funding. And what I need to be trying to do is put my business in a place where I'm attracting the type of clients that
I need.
Oh,
you done made me go back to you. So listen,
we're gonna stay
in. If you want to have a transparent conversation, and trying to speak to everyone and trying to tell everyone, hey, I can get grants for your business. You were doing yourself a disservice, right? We both understand that. Like when you look at someone's business and you vet them, and because I know a little bit about the grant writing space, everyone isn't ready for that grant, right? Like you can take on clients and they not be ready. Their business not be registered. They may be missing something. The 501c ain't really what it's supposed to be. Like so many different things go into the aspect of that. So you can't say, hey, anybody sign up for my service, I got grant money for you. Because the reality of it is, like, funders want to give to people who already have a plan to get funding. And a lot of people think that they can show up and say, I'm not doing anything, but I need, $1 million. Can you help me out? I got a good idea. No one's given to a good idea, right? Like we all have good ideas. What are you doing to like do the steps, the work to get to that? And a lot of people aren't doing the work. And then when you tell people like, hey, you have to be doing XYZ and like the world has to see XYZ, because you could be the best person and the best kept secret, but it doesn't matter if you can't show what you're doing. You got to show your work in this business thing. And that goes for nonprofit as well. So what I'm saying to you is when you tell everyone, hey, this is how you get funding and everybody can get funding, the honest answer is that's not true. While funding doesn't limit itself to the people, but everybody can't get funding because everybody doesn't have the mindset to get funding. You can want to get funding, but are you doing the work to be able to show up to get the funding? And that's the thing that you have to talk to for the people. Like, I can get you funding if you have XYZ, if you have this, if you have that. Like, if you got those things and you're ready to work for me, I'm the guy to get you funding. That's the people you need to be talking to, not everybody can get funding because Jim's food truck down there that only want to work 2 days a week, and then he don't want to post on social media and XYZ and all these things that I don't want to do. You ain't gonna get the funding. Like, let's be for real, because you don't even want to do the work in the first place.
I'm taking the coaching in. You finna help me get my sales up.
What? You taking a coaching? Because that's crazy. Listen, y'all, we supposed to be talking about the funding, not funding, which I guess you kind of mix that in. But Kevin never takes coaching from me. I tried to tell him the other day, don't wear some pants. And I swear to God, we got in a whole argument about these pants. And now today you taking a whole coaching session from me?
Because I realized by not listening to the coach, I limit myself to attract the type of people I needed to attract, right? If I'd have just sat there and listened to the coach and listened to the information, regardless of who's coaching me or who's delivering the message, sometimes it's hard to hear the message from the people that's closest to you. You can take it better from people from the outside because, you feel like, hey, I can just deal with that. But when it's the people that's closest to you, sometimes you look at that situation and be like, it's just harder to take. And I'm realizing that I have to get out of that mindset. You're saying that you're going to be selling from the stage. You're going to be coaching. You're also saying that, hey, we are now going to move in two different trajectories to get to the same goal. So if I'm taking Grant Boss and the grant writing business this way, and you're going to be taking the sales side of our business, the sales coaching and development in a different direction, but the goal is to meet up in Boss Fest and be the authorities in that space, then I have to take ownership and own my lane the same way you're now going to take ownership and own your lane. And I have to now listen more. Because I got to be out there. I have to really, truly be the face of that brand, just like you got to be the face of the sales brand. And it starts here. It starts with these interactions, these conversations. And I know that there's profitability in the spaces that we're going. We just have to attract the right client, the right customer. And must also get into the right rooms, the right environments. So even though we're not saying, hey, man, we ain't doing nothing in October, that's a lie. We trying to get in as many rooms as we can that allow for us to be in the room. Right now, like these past 10 days, if your room had a price point, had a price tag on it, we was like, ooh. Remember, I just had to pay 82% of Boss Fest out of pocket. And anybody who was in that room saw that that wasn't a cheap ticket. So now there's slight relief. I can add some ground beef to my noodles. Before I just had noodles.
I don't
noodles.
Think you're ready for ground beef, and that don't even sound God. Good to me. But
I'm just saying, I was just saying maybe I can add some meat with my noodles. But I guess you're telling me we still can't add no meat with our noodles. We still just eat noodles. God dang it! Thought we was doing better.
Nah. But so I'll say this because a lot of people, when you don't do events, you don't really understand like the back end of the events and like what all goes into it. So it's really easy to critique, you know, an event without knowing what it like what goes into it. And we kind of got into doing events totally by accident. Like
It was all accident.
literally, 'cause I'm not like an event person. At all, but here we are. So that being said, I really hope that people were able to find value. And when you talk about the 82%, like it's when you go into an event trying to think of all the different things, putting on the show, making sure people find value, the money that they spent, they feel like they got their money's worth out of that, and they were able to walk away with something. For me, whenever I do a Boss Fest event, I'm like, I want to make sure there's so much value, so many gems being dropped on that stage where people can take that and literally take those gems home and go make a bag, right? So the ticket costs, I want it to be like, oh, that was nothing. I would have spent three times over what that ticket cost was because I gained so much value from that stage. Like, that's how I think about it. But that being said, like events are costly, and especially you're talking about in today's economy, like everything's gone up. So the pr yesterday's price is not today's price, and
No.
goodness, we felt it. So that being said, like obviously, as we go back to the drawing board and we rebuild and do different things, we have to take that into account because the prices keep going up, and our funding just sometimes it be acting funny, but. I want to say, as I ramble on through that, we definitely thank everyone for the support. I feel like this October was absolutely amazing. Like, I keep reliving that in my head. And although I was running around and doing, you know, so many things, it was so many gems that just kept happening and so many amazing moments that I kept seeing. And I was just like, this is amazing to be able to say I put this together. So, while we'll do it again, it's definitely just going back to the drawing board and making sure we're doing it smart.
I got you. So, I'm trying to think about how I grow these funds as we get ready to close out 2026. I'm trying to figure out what can we do right now to start growing funds for 2026? Because we know that I want my New Year's resolution to start now. To build my 2026, I have to start it now. I don't want to be that person that's like, man, I'm gonna eat all I want to eat right now. Then when New Year come, then I'm gonna get into the gym. I want to start doing the little things now so that if I say I'm gonna get into the gym in 2026, it's a lot easier. So right now it's like, all right, man, what can I do?
So you going New Year, new me?
You know, it's almost infectious, right?
No.
It is infectious. That's why gyms make all that money in the first quarter. Because everybody like, man, I'm doing something different. They go get gym memberships. Like everybody's like, I'm trying new stuff. You see book sales go up because people are like, I'm going to read more and things of that nature. Like everybody like, man, it's a brand new year. God showed me a new year. So
I
what I
don't know.
want to do.
Maybe I need to be the voice of like I'm the opposition voice, right? Because anybody who was like, man, I'm gonna wait till the new year, new me, and like all of those things, I just feel like it's just an excuse to fail. Like, why can't you start today? Why do you gotta wait till January to be able to do something? If you want to be a new you, start tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the diet, and that's the reason why I say that. Because like, I'd be like, man, I'm gonna start that diet. I'm gonna start that diet on Monday, man. I'm finna eat all I want this weekend, and on Monday, I'm not playing. I'm going all in. And Monday, I'm gonna do that diet, and by Wednesday, I'm like, man, I'm just go ahead and eat this snack. I'm gonna start again on Monday, and I just keep doing that same cycle over and over again because I'm not serious about it. I'm just playing. And yes, I want to change, but you gotta want change so much that you like, I'll start this hour. I'll throw the food away today. And that's how bad I'm telling you that I want to be successful in this, that there's no new year, new me. This is fourth quarter, and I'm like, it's now. It's now or never for me. Like Neo would say, it has to work or it has to work. And what's the difference in it working today and it working January 1st? So that's what I'm saying to you. Like those type of like things when people are talking to me, and I know you were going on a whole thing, I just can't let my brain accept what that's saying. Like for me, it's like now or never. You know what I mean? Like, how long have we been doing business? And it's like, okay, we got to do this thing. And if I keep allowing those excuses to enter my world, then that's just what they'll be. They'll keep me from moving forward. So I'm like, it's a no for me.
you keep saying excuses. I think it's just bad habits. And that's what I'm starting to discover about.
Bad habit, excuses, whatever. I'm just like, it's no. I'm stopping it.
It's a bad habit. Like, if you've been conditioned to do a bad habit, you're going to continue to do it. It doesn't just stop instantly. What you have to do is you have to slowly work against it. You have to do the little things. So if I wanted to lose weight, and it's like, all right, I'm not going to all of a sudden start diet day one and be like, I'm going to change the way I eat. No, what I have to do is I have to change the little things. If I know I'm used to drinking 6 cans of sodas a day, then, hey, man, maybe I can go to 5 cans of sodas. I'm still drinking soda, but I drunk one less can. All right, once I've mastered drinking 5 cans, let me get down to 4 cans. Let me get down to 3 cans. It's those little atomic habits that you got to start doing now. So that way, when it's like, all right, this is when I wanted the progress to start kicking in, it feels more achievable. The goal doesn't seem like a huge task. And that's where I'm at with it. So I differ with you on your approach. Like, oh, man, I just got to throw it all out. And I just got to just say I'm doing it. It has to work, but it has to work. I'm not saying it can't work like that. I just know for me personally, I have to start doing the little things now. I have to start thinking about, all right, for me to be successful in this grant writing space, I got to do the little things. What's the little things? All right, man, I got to start putting a post out there every day. If I do one post about grants every day, even if it's very something small.
So did you do a post?
I did not do a post. That's why I say I got to start with the little stuff, the little things that's achievable.
So when do you start? On January 1st?
No, I'm going to start right after this podcast. I'm going to put a post out there about grant funding or something that answers some question about grants. I'll do it right after this podcast. And I want to start that moving forward. Like, hey, man, I got me a roadmap to do it. Just do it. Don't care what I look like. Just make sure I'm the authority in that space, whether I'm in my work uniform, whether whatever. Like, I know it's going to be like, man, why are you looking like that? But you know, it's shit. Shoot, I got to do it. I got to start doing it till I own it. So that way, when more and more people become attached to the brand and the imagery, they'll be like, all right, man, I saw when he was just doing this in his work uniform. Now he's out here. Now he's got.
I want you to sign up for some coaching. I feel like
I was trying to get coaching from you, and you told me no.
I want you to sign up for a coach. Like, somebody refer Kevin to a coach, because what you're saying to me, I just want to throw it all away. And I know that's probably not the best thing. Like, I just want to snatch it and be like, put that in the garbage. Because I'm like, you're saying I'll show up and I'll just show up in my authentic self and I'll be in my work uniform. I'll look like trash or whatever. But no one is going to take your business serious if you're showing up as, hey, I just look any kind of way. You need to show up as the authority. So you can't show up as the authority and be looking any kind of way. Like, the guy on the corner, I'm not trusting him with business. I'm not paying him to get funding for my business. But the guy that shows up and says, hey, these are the receipts and I can get the thing done, I'm gonna pay him. So you got to pick a lane. Like, are you showing up as the bum in any way you want to and just saying you did it? Like, that's just an activity to do it just to do it. Like, show up and be for real about it. So I'm just telling you, like, to me, I hear what you're saying and I'm like, man, get a business coach, right? Like, if your plan, and anybody's plan, is to exit their 9-to-5 and say, hey, I'm gonna be doing this thing for real and this is honestly what I want to be doing, take it seriously, right? Show up and say, I take this thing seriously. Anybody that sees you and wants to be your client, they want to know that you take it just as seriously as they take their business. Don't play with this thing. And that's important. Like, if you're saying, hey, I need to show up and I need to, like, be on video and I need to get into, like, the cadence of doing it, do that for yourself and close doors. But when you show up for people to say, hey, I am the guy for you, show up and be for real.
Yes, ma'am.
You mad now? You mad? Could you get mad when your eyes get low? Like, when they get low, I say, oh, he I done pissed him off now.
No, my eyes just sit low. It look like I'm always asleep. It's just the way
It look like you mad. So listen, what I'm telling you, like, if I'm just being 100% honest, like, the goal is, and you know the goal for me, is to exit what I'm doing now. Like, leave the 9-to-5, and this is the goal, right? I got to show up and be for real. Like, people who are saying, hey, I'm going to pay you $2,000-$3,000 to coach me and be better in business, they need to understand that I'm serious about my business. If I'm gonna tell you, hey, I think you need to leave your 9-to-5, they need to know that I'm prepared to do the same thing. Like, I want you to walk the walk. I'm not just talking it to be talking it. Like, let's build this thing together. So that's what I'm telling you. Like, if you're telling your clients, like, hey, come and pay me XYZ because I'm doing this for you, you got to be ready to walk that walk. You can't just be like, man, here I go, it's cool, what are we doing, grants? I got grants. Like, nobody want to pay you for that.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just Grant.
It's like the wino Grant man, you know, like,
wow, man. I'm a wino Grant
man. But that's that's what wow. I was just.
I am okay. The wino Grant man.
Okay.
I like, listen, it's a good visual. I'm like, man, I'm just out here getting grants. Y'all want these grants? I got some grants for you.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I get you money, you get money. You want to pay me? What you talking about? So you know what I'm saying? Like, but listen, like, if you think about the people who are in business and they either show up like they're for real, and that may mean like they look like they about their business, or what you listen to out of their mouth says that they're the authority in business. So you got to show up as one or the other, right? You can't just say, hey, I'm posting something to be posting it. So I'm like, honestly just telling you, like, when I told you about being like either getting someone attracted to you or repelling someone away from you, those things will repel somebody away from your business. They're going to do the opposite of what you want them to do.
Got it. Listen, I ain't got nothing else for it. You done coached me. You done delivered your sales pitch. I think you're going to be successful.
I don't know if I delivered a sales pitch, but you can book a call with me after this, and I can definitely get you into like my coaching class, and we're going to work this thing together.
How they going to book you?
All you got to do is go to the Boss Fest website. You can go to work with us, and you can book a call.
Book a consultation. I got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they can book that either way for either the grant writing services or the sales consultant services.
Absolutely. And as we're building this thing out, obviously there'll be some different ways to like book each one of us. But the point is in this, and while you're having me coach you, the honest thing is I do this every day, right? Like, you don't go and coach people. And when you're writing grants, it's a little bit differently, because it's not like you have to be like in front of people. Like, you're writing and getting people to pay businesses or invest in businesses, so it's a little bit different. But I just think I'm able to say those things because I do this all the time.
Gotcha.
So, I didn't say what you feel no type of way. I was just trying to say, like, I say this because, you know, whatever.
No, this is what this is for. This is our space to say, hey, this is what we're doing good. This is what we need. This is where we have opportunities. What are the areas we need to improve? And sometimes the person sitting beside you is the best person who can tell you something, or they can be the worst person. It just depends on the day, right?
It does depend on the day. I appreciate you, you know, at least allowing me to tell you something, because that means you're having a good day. I appreciate you for that. I definitely think this is going to be an amazing journey for us. We are rebuilding, which I'm excited about, our brand. We're rebuilding, you know, the committee, the people behind us. There's been an amazing amount of support after Boss Fest, of people that are just like, man, I see what you're doing and I want to get behind it. People that are amazed that we were able to bring like a David Shands or a Brandon Dixon to the Tampa area. So there's a lot of amazing things, a lot of things to say kudos about, and I'm excited for what 2026 will bring. But for me, the work starts today. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is.
The work starts today. What work are you doing today to get your funds to fund? So
the funds got to be funding.
We all know that if we're starting these businesses and we're curating these brands, we want it to be profitable, right? Some of us have easier paths to fund. It's very simple. If you're cooking food, it's, hey, putting myself in a position where my food can reach the right people.
Don't make your food be nasty. Like, your food can't be nasty. Like, y'all be marketing some of the food. I mean, I just want to say that. Like, sometimes y'all be putting them pictures on Facebook, and I'd be like, what is that? Well, like,
Jesus. You're okay, going on a tangent.
I digress. My bad. Yeah,
come back. Come back.
Go ahead. Well, I don't know why you picked the food business. Just pick something else.
I just picked something that I know
taxes, because a lot of people doing taxes. Pick taxes.
So if you're doing taxes, listen, yep, be the true authority in that space. If you're that tax person talking about, some man, I'm going to get you back this money, I don't even know if I want you to do my taxes, because that seems like a scam. Hey, tell me, hey, my goal is to make sure you're good with the IRS. I'm going to go through all of your expenses, your deductions, and things like that, and make sure you got the best possible numbers you can send to the IRS. you might have to pay
that. That do not sound like a good sales pitch. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna go through the numbers and make sure you got the best numbers. What? No, you're gonna get me the highest money back. You got one baby, it don't matter. I'm gonna get you $8,000. Like that person right there, I bet they're gonna get them lined up.
And then them people finna be having the auditor on their ass.
Did the tax preparer sign their name or who name is signed on that, the paper?
If you get your taxes done, make sure their name is at the bottom of that page.
Name at the bottom of the paper. That's 100%. But everybody shouldn't do taxes. Everybody shouldn't. But if you are doing taxes, how you gonna sell the taxes is you got one baby, you pregnant right now. I'm gonna get you the maximum amount back. The baby ain't even got to be born yet. I'm gonna get it done.
Baby, like, that is fraud. Baby ain't got a social security number, but you finna get something.
I ain't saying I do taxes, but I'm just telling you that is a great marketing. Baby ain't even got to be born yet, but I promise you, we gonna get some tax money for that baby. So I'm saying
the Boss Fest podcast does not support all the views of the speakers on the show.
You do not condone the foolishness. I'm just telling you, that is good marketing.
We don't always condone or support what the speakers on the show may say. As a Boss Fest company, as a Boss Fest brand, the speakers are liable for their own words, not the company themselves. Whatever things they say that allegedly...
I don't do taxes. I'm just telling you that is good marketing.
That allegedly sounds like fraud. We don't support allegedly fraud. Don't no tax preparer been I'd ever say I'm gonna get you some money for that baby in your stomach.
You don't know what them people be saying, and I just be hearing some ridiculous stuff out here in these streets.
Fraud.
I don't know who did it. I don't know where I heard it. I'm just telling you. Sometimes I hear things, and I be like, ooh.
That's why we should have stuck.
Okay, let's not talk about.
We should have stuck with my.
Let's
food.
Think another business.
We should have stuck
because
with my
people
food
be nasty and it be looking nasty. God, and I just God, be like, man, I really want to support you. I really want to support you. But you doing a video of the spoon moving around in the food, and it's just not, it's making me say, it making my stomach hurt when I'm looking at it. So that's why I say everybody's right, food.
Show over.
I'm just being honest. And like, everybody on here know, like, y'all, if y'all listen to this, y'all watching this, tag a friend, right? First of all, tag a friend.
Don't tag a friend
share,
that
share
cook.
Share the podcast. I ain't say a friend that cook. I said tag a friend, share the podcast. But be real with yourself when you listen to this and just say, man, I have seen that video. Somebody done posted their food and I looked at that food and was like, why did you do that? And yeah, everybody know they done seen it before. I'm not the only one. I'm just the only person that's being transparent right now. I'm gonna just leave it like that. So we picked two bad businesses, I guess. I don't know.
We maybe just gave two bad examples. Whatever.
Maybe. And you said food, and it just made me think about the food on the book, and I just be like,
Listen, I don't know who's showing food on my wife's page, but the food I see on my page is delicious. I don't know what food she's seeing.
Some of the food be delicious. I'm not trying to say all the food be delicious, but sometimes I look at food and, you know, I just be like, no, that don't look good. And sometimes I'd be like, what is that? Like, what is that y'all is eating? I don't know. And then, you know, under it, this was so good. Like, this hit. And I'm like,
All right, y'all, the Boss Says Podcast. Listen, we out this Wednesday. We ain't finna get in trouble with these people cooking food. I don't want nobody talking about something.
Listen, I support. I want everybody to, I support. Like, you trying to make it seem like I'm saying something wrong. I'm not. I'm saying all the right things, and sometimes people need to hear them. But whatever. I think this has been a great episode of the Boss Fest podcast. We are talking about the funding, not funding. And I don't even know why we started talking about the food.
We were talking about business.
What was the point?
It wasn't no point.
It wasn't. So you done made me like be shady to the people food on Facebook. So let's say this before we end. If you gonna post your food on Facebook, make it the best looking plate ever. You want people to support your business. And don't be skimping on the portions, right? Like, make the plate look full.
Ah, man. Come on.
If you want me to pay $20, I want a full plate. That's all I'm gonna say. But anyway. We
Oh, man.
appreciate the support that y'all are able to give. Please share the podcast, tag a friend, and until next Wednesday, we're out.
Peace.